Congratulations to McGee's Bakery, celebrating their 60th anniversary. Family owned since 1956, everyone knows that McGee's Bakery is a great place to start your day. However, did you know that McGee's also serves lunch? You can enjoy great sandwiches and homemade soups. Also, for the heartier appetite, enjoy one of McGee's delicious burgers. Schedule your next lunch meeting at McGee's, located on the corner of South Ashland and Main Street. Make sure to tell them you heard about them on 1250 Sports Talk.
Nice shot, Jim.
Hey, thanks. You know, it's great to be out here and not at the shop.
Yeah, must be all that Action Coach business coaching.
Well, laugh if you want, but our revenues are up, and I'm working smarter on each of the six steps to a better business.
Instead of harder, like some people I know.
I don't know what Action Coach can tell me about my business. We had a record year last year.
Hey, look, every great athlete has a coach, even the world's best golfer, who had a record year last year, too.
Good point.
Now, listen, I've learned more about business in the last 3 months from my Action Coach than I ever have. I've also learned something else.
Yeah, what's that?
The best tee times are during the middle of the week.
Your local Action Coach in Central Kentucky is Andrew Van Horn. Contact Andrew at 859-940-5517. That's Andrew Van Horn at 859-940-5517. You deserve to have your own coach, too. Call Action Coach Andrew Van Horn today.
I'm Dave Mers, and your Central Kentucky forecast is brought to you in part by eBusinessReportLexington.com. Free resources to help you grow your business. As we head into the evening, cloudy skies, a cool night coming, 32. Tomorrow we get some sun back on your Wednesday, mid-40s. Wednesday evening, clear, 28. By Thursday, some sun back, the high back up to 58. There's your forecast from the Weather Bug Center at WLRT, Lexington's Real Talk.
The following program is sponsored by Horn Marketing and Consulting.
It's time now for Sports Talk, and here's your Sports Talk host, Greg Horn, here on AM 1250 WLRT.
Good afternoon. Welcome to Sports Talk. Greg Horn, Action Jackson Rings here with you on a beautiful day in Central Kentucky. And the best thing about today is that my NCAA bracket did not get any worse because there were no games played last night. Action Jackson Reams. But lots of sports to talk about. I want to thank McGee's Bakery for being our sponsor of the day. McGee's Bakery been taking care of Central Kentucky's bakery needs for over 60 years. Year 61 this year. Family owned still. Siblings Greg and Bev Higgins have taken over the business. Great place, obviously, to start out your day for breakfast, but also they serve lunch. To go check them out for lunch. McGee's Bakery, located on the corner of South Ashland and Main Street. Joining us in our second segment will be Rick Bozich from WDRB Television in Louisville, Kentucky. Get his thoughts on the NCAA basketball tournament. And then our last segment, we'll be talking with longtime Nashville sports radio broadcaster and former voice of the Vanderbilt Commodores, George Plaster, getting his take on March Madness. Well, Action Jackson Reams, not a lot happening on the Kentucky front. Spring football practice did start up again today. And Eddie Grant will be talking to the media here in a little while. Obviously, we can't be there because we're doing this show live. But lots of other things going on in the SEC, not involving Kentucky basketball until they play on Friday night against UCLA. But SEC basketball, a lot to talk about.
There's plenty to talk about going on in the SEC right now. Of course, we discussed at length yesterday about the fact that the conference is 7-2, I believe, through the first weekend of the NCAA tournament with their five teams, three of them in the Sweet 16. And now we have some answers to who else is going to be coming in to help coach in this league and try to continue the SEC's upward momentum. I found out late last night that LSU has gone with VCU's Will Wade, Virginia Commonwealth, who came after Shaka Smart, who of course left to go to Texas recently. Wade coached at VCU for two seasons, went 51-20 with two NCAA tournament bids in each of his 2 years there. Also coached for 2 years at Chattanooga, where he was 40-25. So overall sitting at a 91-45 record in his 4 years of coaching, and has already landed himself a job in the SEC at a very notable school, LSU, who has basketball history, but nothing recently that they've done overly well. And he'll come in a 34-year-old joining the league's other young coaches. Bryce Drew, I believe, is only 42. Mike White at Florida is only 40. And so he'll be the youngest guy coming in. Six-year deal, $12 million contract for him. And just wondering what your thoughts are on this hire.
Well, I mean, I know Will Wade is an up-and-comer. I will be honest, I was a little surprised that somebody like an LSU and SEC school would give him a chance this early, but I know he is well thought of in the business. But, man, 34 years old, that is really young to be running a Power 5 conference school. But I think part of it, and I've not had a lot of chance to study it, but I don't know that there was a lot of people really lined up for that job.
I wouldn't think there would have been a ton lined up. The only names that I heard were people who wouldn't have considered it. I don't think Tom Crean would have ever considered that job. So I think the next best option was to go with a young up-and-comer at VCU that everyone knew was going to get his shot at some point, and LSU gives him that shot now. It was funny to read some of the responses from VCU fans. Their coaches obviously get taken very often there at Virginia Commonwealth. I can think of Anthony Grant. Now you've got Shaka Smart and Will Wade to add into that group. So they're very upset each time their coaches leave. They said a lot about he'll only be at LSU for 2 years. But an interesting thing that someone did bring up that I think is very intriguing for next season, both of those teams are scheduled to be in the Maui Invitational. I don't think they'll play each other, but that would be a lot of fun if they did. And, Greg, only a $1 million buyout, but VCU has lost coaches before, so what they decided to include is they include a clause that requires a home-and-home series with whatever D1 program their coach would take a job for. The new school could buy that out for $625,000, but you very well may see VCU and LSU playing in the next couple of years more, you know, at least once a year.
I got a feeling they'll write that $625,000 check. I don't think they want to go to LSU. It's interesting. Even my brother Darren, when he left Western, that was in his contract with Western. South Carolina, they got a home and away. And, you know, it was really interesting when Darren came back to Bowling Green for the first time. They couldn't get it done the fourth year, so they came to South Carolina twice, and then South Carolina had to go there once, and then the last year they couldn't do it for scheduling purposes. But that is a nice little caveat for schools to have, because a lot of schools like a Western or even a VCU have a hard time getting Power 5 schools to play them.
And I agree with you. I don't think LSU will end up going there. I think they'll probably pay the $600,000 to not have to have that series. But I guess I didn't know that that was a thing with these mid-major schools, if that's what you would like to call them. But I do think that's really smart by them. It allows them to bring in even a little bit more money when they're losing Will Wade here. You know, they'll get a $1 million buyout plus an extra $600,000 if LSU doesn't want to do that. And so I think for VCU, their fans obviously are going to be upset, but they probably got about as good of a deal as they could have hoped. And I think LSU made a pretty good hire here. Like you said, maybe he hasn't quite proven himself, only coaching for 4 years at the D1 level. But he is a guy that is very widely regarded as an up-and-comer, a guy that is going to succeed. VCU fans, though, were quick to remind people that their coaches going to football schools have not worked very well recently. And I think that's an unfair thing to say about Shaka Smart. I mean, only in year two, and year one was a pretty good year for them.
Yeah, it is. Well, that's part of it. You make the big jack, Shaka making $2.8 million or something like that. But, you know, there's been some quotes that have come out said, is it the coaches at VCU or is VCU making the coaches?
Yeah, it's a good question, and it's very interesting to see and wonder why they've been so successful over there at VCU. Now they'll have to see if they can find another one. I have heard that Northern Kentucky's coach could be at least thought of possibly for that job there at VCU, but because he was a former Anthony Grant assistant at Virginia Commonwealth. So that's something to think about. Then the other news of the SEC for the day is that Robert Williams, Texas A&M's freshman phenom, the forward, announces he'll return to A&M for his sophomore season. Basically thought of as a consensus first round pick, Greg. Some even predicting that he was going to be in the lottery. I saw Evan Daniels say sources told him that Williams said he's not mature enough and he wanted to be a number one pick. good or bad decision by Robert Williams to return to school without even testing the waters for the NBA?
Well, I mean, I think the NBA draft reports that I'd seen said that he would be first round. And, man, I hate to, you know, I love it selfishly because I think it's good for college basketball. I love to see guys come back. Or Kentucky, I don't, because I don't look forward to playing against him again. I think he had a double-double against us this year. I think he does need to work on his game some, but, man, that's guaranteed money. I'm a little surprised that he passed it up, but good to hear it. On the flip side, Texas's Jared Allen, another big man, announced that he is going to test the waters, but he is not going to sign with an agent, so he'll be able to go through the combine and through, you know, some workouts of individual teams. May do like Eric Bledsoe and come back, but he is projected as somewhere in a mid to late first round choice. So it'll be interesting to see. One guy in Texas decides to test the water, but can come back to Jared Allen. Robert Williams announces that he is going to stay there. So if you're Billy Kennedy, man, you're thankful, because that's a good guy to have to come back to build your team around next year.
Absolutely. And the SEC as a whole should be extremely strong next year. I mean, Florida, I don't think will lose a ton from this season. South Carolina will lose Sendarius Thornwell, but behind that, I think they have a lot of guys coming back. Obviously, Kentucky will be right where they always are. I don't think LSU will be able to hit the ground running right away. Alabama has that top 10 recruiting class coming in to add on to a team that made it to, what, the SEC quarterfinals this year? Is that where Kentucky beat them? Either way, I mean, they had a pretty good team. Never know about Bruce Pearl and Auburn. You know, people still expecting them to be good. We're not sure if they will, but it should be a very competitive league next year, and they'll have to see if they can improve on the five tournament teams that they got this season. I guess Vanderbilt only losing Luke Kornet, they'll have a lot back too.
Well, Bruce Pearl has another good recruiting class, so he's expected to do better. Mississippi State had a good class, Ben Howland. So I think as the old saying goes, the best is yet to come for the SEC. Of course, Indiana University, so has their head coaching vacancy open. Rumors, you know, saying that maybe Steve Alford's going to be the guy. But, of course, he's with UCLA. He does have a $7 million buyout, though, Jackson Rings.
Yeah, I mean, you think about the $7 million buyout they'd have to pay just to start negotiating contract, or, I mean, just to get him on and pay him even more to be there. Then they are paying Tom Crean $4 million. So you're paying $11 million for a guy who has never won a Sweet 16 game. Steve Alford's 0-3. So he'll try to win his first Sweet 16 game against Kentucky on Friday, but they've never done that before. And that would be a lot of money to spend on a guy who's not necessarily a Grand Slam hire right away. But I know he is very well thought over there in Bloomington.
No doubt about it. We'll find out about that more from Rick Bozich. He covers Indiana University basketball. Stay with us. We'll be back with Rick Bozich from WDRB in Louisville next on Sports Talk on AM 1250 WLRT.
CMI is your full-service human resources provider in Central Kentucky. For 15 years, CMI Human Resources has taken great pride in helping organizations and people work. Whether it's employee handbooks or help in filling a position, no job is too large or too small for CMI. Contact the professionals today at CMI Human Resources, 859-296-2800, or online at cmiconsulting.com.
Flowers are the perfect present for any special occasion. Birthdays, anniversaries, celebrations of life, Creations by Karen wants to help you find the most beautiful bouquets and flower arrangements. Pick up your own at Creations by Karen's convenient location in Zandale Shopping Center off of Nicholasville Road. You could also call 859-277-6166 or check them out online at creationsbykaren.net. Make sure next time you let Creations by Karen help you pick out the perfect present to make a lasting memory.
Hi, I'm Chris Lee with the Kessinger Lee Financial Group. When you're looking to build a financial legacy after years of hard work, you need a financial partner that will do more than just buy and sell stocks and bonds. At the Kessinger Lee Financial Group of Hilliard Lyons, we build comprehensive wealth management plans for our clients. Whether you need to save for your child's education or build and preserve wealth for retirement, we help our clients with all aspects of their financial lives. Visit us today online at KessingerLeeGroup.com or call us at 859-219-4260 to talk with our team of experienced consultants. Let us help you move forward with financial confidence at the Kessinger Lee Group.
Securities offered by J.J.B. Hilliard, W.L. Lyons, LLC, member NYSE, FINRA, and SIPC.
BurgerFi, natural and proud of it. Our beef, it's beef. No hormones, no antibiotics, just 100% certified Angus. You know, the way nature intended. We really get cooking with other chef-driven favorites, made from scratch daily, like our crispy fries and double-battered onion rings, hand-cut and served with house-made sauces, fresh farm veggies and gourmet toppings, all with local craft beer and wine. But we don't stop at honest food. We're proud to commit to eco-friendly practices that improve every neighborhood we call home.
BurgerFi, 141 Rojay Drive, right next to Moe's and the Fayette Mall movie theaters.
Hi, I'm Greg Horn with Sports Talk. Are you a basketball junkie like I am and looking for a great place to watch college basketball? Look no further. Shamrock's Bar and Grill is the place to be to enjoy great food, and they've got lots of TVs to help you watch your favorite college basketball and NBA team. Locally owned, Shamrock's Bar and Grill has two locations, on Patchen Drive and in the Heartland Shopping Center. Hope to see you soon at Shamrock's Bar and Grill.
I'm Dave Mers, and your Central Kentucky forecast is brought to you in part by eBusinessReportLexington.com. Free resources to help you grow your business. As we head to the evening, cloudy skies, a cool night coming, 32. Tomorrow we get some sun back on your Wednesday, mid-40s. Wednesday evening, clear, 28. By Thursday, some sun back, the high back up to 58. There's your forecast from the Weather Bug Center at WLRT, Lexington's Real Talk.
Now back to Sports Talk with Greg Horn on AM 1250 WLRT.
Welcome back to Sports Talk. Greg Horn, Action Jackson Reams here with you. I want to thank McGee's Bakery for being our sponsor of the day. Obviously been a great place to start your day for breakfast for many, many years, but also started serving lunch a couple years ago. Great place to go. Enjoy lunch. You can actually hear yourself talk. The music's not blaring so loud. So next time you got a lunch appointment downtown, why don't you think about McGee's Bakery on the corner of South Ashland and Main Street. Well, joining us on the phone line now is Rick Bozich with WDRB in Louisville, Kentucky. Rick, is your bracket as busted as mine is?
I got 10 out of 16. Is that busted or is that just mangled?
Whatever helps you.
I did all right the first 2 days, but you know, once you start losing teams like Villanova and Louisville and Duke, it's hard to hang in there.
Oh, no doubt about it, man. I feel your pain. I had Duke going a long way and Louisville. So what's the feeling around Louisville with the Cardinals exiting the tournament on this past weekend?
I mean, it's disappointment. I think the fans thought that they would beat Michigan. They ran into a hot team that played well. Michigan's, if you've watched them play in the Big Ten, and I watch a lot of Big Ten basketball, they've been probably the second-best team in the Big Ten for the last 6 or 7 weeks. And Louisville, didn't play good enough defense to win that game. I think it's softened a little bit. It's probably too soon, but it's softened a little bit by the fact that I think if Donovan Mitchell comes back, and with the recruiting class Rick Pitino has coming in, Louisville should be a preseason top 10, probably top 5 team next year.
Well, the future does look good there, especially if Donovan Mitchell comes back. Were you as shocked as I was that a South Carolina team that I saw in your article today, that their offense's efficiency was the lowest rated in the remaining field, was able to put 60-plus points in the second half against Duke?
I can't explain that one. I really can't. I mean, I knew Duke at times was not really dialed in on defense, but that's hard to understand. Just shows you this tournament is so hard to win. It's so hard to keep winning, and it's so hard to predict because Mike Krzyzewski is arguably the best coach other than John Wooden, and some would say the best coach ever in college basketball, and he's got 7 McDonald's All-Americans and got beat by a South Carolina team that didn't win the SEC. And most fans outside of this area can't name any South Carolina players. So, yeah, that was a shocking result, and one of 8 shocking results for the ACC.
Yeah, it was a difficult weekend for the ACC, wasn't it?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I think it's not just 8 teams lost. I think that you know, a number of more four seeds or higher, and a number of them got blown out. I mean, Virginia got blown out. Florida State got blown out by Xavier, I believe it was. And Notre Dame got beat. West Virginia dominated that game. I think they only won by eight, but they were ahead the whole game. And there was one other one I can't remember now. But Miami got beat badly, and I thought Miami could beat Michigan State, and they were up early, and they got smoked. So I still believe the ACC was as good as any league in the country this year, but, boy, they had a bad tournament.
Well, this weekend, of course, Kentucky's going to be playing down in Memphis, and got a lot of blue bloods down there, don't we?
Oh, yeah, 24 combined national championships, 11 by UCLA, 8 by Kentucky, and 5 by Carolina. That's going to be the play. That's a Final Four quality event. I mean, you could argue that there's three teams there that have a chance, that a legitimate national championship contenders, and Butler's been the best Cinderella story in college basketball this decade. They're no longer Cinderella. They're legit. I saw them in person beat Indiana up in Indianapolis, and they don't have big-name players, but they play a very sound style of basketball where they defend and don't turn the ball over and take good shots, and that'll get you a long way.
Well, I saw in your article today that you shared what you found a couple of good center court lower level seats, and the price was so cheap. Jackson Reams wanted two of those.
Yeah, I thought you might take care of him on that. You know, that'd be a nice thing to do for getting through the whole basketball season. You guys go down there, put down $2,500, and enjoy the game. That's just for Friday too. That's not for Sunday.
Wow, my goodness.
Yeah, wow. It's a scalper's market. That's got to be the hottest ticket in college basketball this week. And they're probably dying in Madison Square Garden, because I think it's Wisconsin, Florida, Baylor, and somebody else. I don't remember the other one, but they thought they were going to have Duke and Villanova, and that would have been a dream scenario. And now they don't really have anybody that's going to get people in New York City excited.
Rick, when you talk about that game between Kentucky and Louisville, obviously it's a rematch from earlier in the season. I'm sorry, Kentucky and UCLA. It's obviously a rematch from earlier in the season when UCLA came to Rupp Arena and defeated the Wildcats on their home floor. As a Kentucky fan, it's hard to think that Kentucky would get beaten again, but I've seen that a lot of experts really like the Bruins to take out the Wildcats this weekend. What are your thoughts on that game between those two?
Well, I didn't see the first game because that was the same day that Western won the Conference USA Championship, and I believe that was a noon tip, and I was in Bowling Green that day. But I have seen Kentucky a lot this year. I saw them both games in Indianapolis. I've watched some UCLA. I like Kentucky, actually, and the reason why is, I mean, UCLA is not a good defensive team, and they're a great offensive team, and they're not a deep team either, so both teams depth-wise is the same, but I think Kentucky will control the tempo a little bit more. I think they've really grown up over the last 3 or 4 weeks. And I think Kentucky, because it's a better defensive team, it will beat UCLA. It'll be a close game. I mean, I think it's a 50-50 game in a lot of ways, and whoever plays better that day wins. But if you're asking me what's the more logical pick, I'd say it's Kentucky, just because they guard, and UCLA really doesn't guard great. And I know they've only lost 4 games. It sounds crazy to say, but they're not a good they're an average at best defensive team.
All right, then of course another game you've got North Carolina and Butler. So what do you expect out of that one?
You know, everybody would pick North Carolina. They're favored by 7.5, but they were life and death to beat Arkansas. They didn't win the ACC tournament, so they're not invulnerable. And Butler is going to try and keep the game probably in the 60s, and North Carolina wants it in the 80s or 90s, so it's going to be whichever team style prevails, and it's really important for Carolina to get Butler behind, because teams like Butler, if they are ahead and they can control the tempo and they can put the pressure on you, they're doing great. But if you can get them down 8 or 10 points, I don't think Butler has the offensive personnel to really rally and win a game. But I would think Carolina would win, but again, at this level, we've already saw last weekend, there are no sure things.
Just tuned in. We're talking with Rick Bosich with WDRB Television in Louisville, Kentucky. Rick's also a great writer. You should follow him on Twitter at Rick Bosich, B-O-Z-I-C-H. Also check him a lot of his blogs that he writes on there are outstanding. Go to WDRB.com and then click on sports. Rick, obviously, Indiana's looking for a new head basketball coach. Lots of names out there. Lots of the guys that are being talked about actually are playing over the next Thursday and Friday. What's the latest that you're hearing about the Indiana basketball search?
Well, they've gone in the bunker. There's no news coming out of Bloomington. People aren't saying anything, and that's how it usually is when there's a coaching search going on. I think most people, if you said who the most likely choice is, it's Alford, and if he beats Kentucky this weekend, then I think that raises his profile even more. If he loses, I'm curious to see how it affects it, because one of the main criticisms of Tom Crean was he never got past the Sweet 16 at Indiana, and if UCLA loses, Steve Alford's record in the NCAA tournament will be the same, never past the Sweet 16. So if that's a yardstick, that's going to be interesting, but Alford has the Indiana ties. I was at the press conference last week when Fred Glass announced the firing, and he specifically said it's a double check plus if you played basketball in Indiana and grew up in the state, and there's only one guy on the list that has a double check plus.
With Steve Alford, we've heard it's a $7 million buyout on top of the $4 million they already had to pay Tom Crean after they fired him. So lots of people may be thinking that's not as great of a pick. I even saw one article that said Chris Mack would make a lot more sense. But I saw very early on you came on Twitter and said if someone tells you Chris Mack from Xavier to Indiana, that's not going to be the pick. Why do you think that is not going to be the way that they go?
Well, I just know from the previous staff, let's just say this, that they weren't big fans of Chris Mack and Xavier, and if any of their thoughts were communicated prior to the firing last week, I wouldn't think that the people at Indiana would hire Chris Mack, and I'll leave it at that.
Well, that's fair enough. You think Indiana has any problem, though, with writing the $7 million check for Alford, especially if he gets the team to the Final Four, gets UCLA there?
That's a legitimate question, and I've heard people explain it to me that think back to a year ago where Steve Alford was on the hot seat at UCLA to enough of a point where I think he gave back $1 million on his contract and maybe took a year off of his contract. I know the million's accurate. I don't know about the year. And I think if UCLA loses, then UCLA fans will get back to screaming about Steve Alford, and anything in life is negotiable. And I've heard all different scenarios on how it could go down. And, I think it's a legitimate question, but I don't think it's insurmountable. But we'll see. I mean, everything's fluid. I think other names, Archie Miller, I think, is also a guy they should look at. I think Tony Bennett, I know people say wouldn't leave Virginia, but my sense is that he would at least listen. And I know some people are going to overreact to the 39-point game that they had against Florida when they lost, but he's also a two-time National Coach of the Year who's won the ACC regular season and conference tournament title. And he's a really good coach, and his team doesn't turn it over and plays good defense. And those are two of the biggest complaints that IU fans had about IU basketball over the last 6 years.
I know he's not obviously as well known, but Chris Holtman doing a great job at Butler. Any chance you think he might get an interview?
I don't know. It's possible. I don't know if he would leave Butler. I know that isn't he from Jessamine County or somewhere in that area? He's a Kentucky kid. I know that
he is. Uh-huh.
He's buddies with your brother Darren, and it's possible. I don't know if he would leave. And there'd be some discomfort about leaving Butler to go to IU. You're coming back to the place where you used to work to recruit. So maybe. I mean, it's not as automatic, I think, to leave Butler anymore, because Butler of the Brad Stevens era was in the horizon. Now they're in the Big East. And I think Butler is more of a destination job than it used to be.
Oh, yeah, that's phenomenal. What did you think about LSU's hire of Will Wade?
Everybody I talk to thinks Will Wade is a rising star. They think he'll be a very good coach. The only questions about him would be lack of experience. I think he's only been a head coach for, what, 2 years since Shaka left? Or maybe he was he somewhere else before he got VCU? Maybe he was, Chattanooga.
Right, for 2 years.
But he hasn't been at this level. And two is, we all know that Louisiana is a different bird in a lot of places, and recruiting at VCU is different than recruiting at LSU, and you're getting different kinds of players. And can he do that? We'll find out.
All right. Rick, appreciate your time as always, man. Always enjoy reading your blogs and following you on Twitter. Thanks so much for your time. Enjoy the rest of the March Madness this weekend.
Thanks. Heading to Memphis tomorrow so people can come to WDRB, and we'll have plenty of coverage and video. So thanks for having me on.
Thank you, Rick. We appreciate it. That's Rick Bosich with WDRB.com. A must follow on Twitter. Covers Louisville, Indiana, and Kentucky basketball. Used to write for the Courier Journal. Phenomenal writer. So follow him on Twitter at Rick Bosich, B-O-Z-I-C-H, or just go to WDRB.com. Click on sports and you can find his blog there. Well, we got to take a break. Stay with us. We get back. Lots more to talk about. Tim Tebow might be coming to Lexington. A lot to see Jackson Rings this summer. We'll talk about that and more next on Sports Talk on AM 1250 WLRT.
Each show, we like to take a minute to thank one of our longtime sponsors, Asbury University. Did you know that in the past year alone, Asbury sent individual students, groups, and athletic teams on hundreds of different mission trips to 40 different countries? If you or your student at home is interested in missions, cross-cultural travel, or study abroad programs while attending a nationally ranked, private, and affordable university, email Asbury at admissions@asbury.edu.
Do you dread going to the dentist? I did until I found Beaumont Family Dentistry. With three convenient locations in Hamburg, Leestown Road, and the Beaumont area, they can take care of all your dental needs at Beaumont Family Dentistry. This month, if you schedule your new patient cleaning appointment, you will receive a free take-home whitening kit at your initial visit. So call Beaumont Family Dentistry today at 223-2120. Or check them out online at BeaumontFamilyDentistry.com.
Flowers are the perfect present for any special occasion. Birthdays, anniversaries, celebrations of life. Creations by Karen wants to help you find the most beautiful bouquets and flower arrangements. Pick up your own at Creations by Karen's convenient location in Zandale Shopping Center off of Nicholasville Road. You could also call 859-277-6166 or check them out online at creationsbykaren.net. Make sure next time you let Creations by Karen help you pick out the perfect present to make a lasting memory.
Congratulations to McGee's Bakery, celebrating their 60th anniversary. Family-owned since 1956, everyone knows that McGee's Bakery is a great place to start your day. However, did you know that McGee's also serves lunch? You can enjoy great sandwiches and homemade soups. Also, for the heartier appetite, enjoy one of McGee's delicious burgers. Schedule your next lunch meeting at McGee's, located on the corner of South Ashland and Main Street. Make sure to tell them you heard about them on 1250 Sports Talk.
I'm Dave Merz, and your Central Kentucky forecast is brought to you in part by eBusinessReportLexington.com. Free resources to help you grow your business. As we head into the evening, cloudy skies, a cool night coming, 32. Tomorrow we get some sun back on your Wednesday, mid-40s. Wednesday evening, clear, 28. By Thursday, some sun back, the high back up to 58. There's your forecast from the Weather Bug Center at WLRT, Lexington's Real Talk.
And now back to Sports Talk with Greg Horn on AM 1250 WLRT.
Welcome back to Sports Talk. Greg Horn, Action Jackson Reams here with you on a beautiful Wednesday, or Tuesday, should I say, in Central Kentucky. I want to thank McGee's Bakery for being our sponsor of the day. Find out more information about them. Great place to get things. If you're looking for that special gift, get a fresh baked item from them. Check them out online at McGee'sBakery.com. If you miss any of our shows or maybe just get off work at 5:30, just tuning in. You can always catch our podcast. We usually have those up about 6:15, 6:20 p.m. We just got done talking with Rick Bosich from WDRB in Louisville. Covers Louisville, Kentucky, and Indiana basketball. Does a great job. So to find our podcast, go to our website, 1250sportstalk.com, or follow us on Facebook and Twitter. You can find us both on Twitter and Facebook simply at 1250 Sports Talk. Well, Jackson, I know one of the things that people love around here in the summer is go to Lexington Legends games, see some good baseball. They have just do a lot of things that are fun in between the innings. And, man, they might have one of the biggest people to come here since, Roger Clemens, baby.
Yeah, I think it would be probably the best attended games of their 10 years since Roger Clemens was here. Tim Tebow has been announced to be on the low A affiliate of the New York Mets. He's sent to Columbia, I believe, South Carolina, the Columbia Fireflies. And the Lexington Legends, with a bit of a marketing genius deal here going on right now. If you are interested, they have a 10-ticket package called the 10 Tebow ticket package that is available for $99 for box seats or $129 for field box. That will allow you to go to all 10 games that the Fireflies are in Lexington for. Now, the only thing about that, there's no guarantee that Tim Tebow will be there for all 10 of those games. I would say he probably will, just because it doesn't seem like he's impressed a whole lot of people so far with his baseball skills. But a very interesting thing going on there. Tim Tebow going to come to town May 25th through the 28th, June 26th through the 29th, and July 19th through 21st. So if that's something that sounds like you need to get there for, you may want to start looking at tickets now, because I'm sure it won't be easy to go see Tim Tebow play out there. I would tell you the name of the ballpark, but it always changes. Is it Whitaker Bank Ballpark currently?
I think it is. I'm not 100% sure.
I'll look it up, but we'll have to find it.
Yeah, it does. It has changed a few times from Applebee's to, I think, Whitaker Bank Park. But, yeah, I mean, I would think for sure, you would think May 25th through 28th he should be there, possibly even in June, but maybe not in July. But still, I mean, man, that's not too bad to get 10 games for only $99.
Feel like for most of those games, I could buy 10 games for $10. I mean, I don't feel like I ever have to pay more than like a couple of bucks to get into a Legends game, if we're being honest.
Well, I don't think that you ever pay. You're usually going with somebody that's already got tickets. So.
That's fair as well. Yeah.
All right. Well, kind of some big news over the weekend. We didn't get a chance to talk about it yesterday because so much went on over the March Madness weekend and both the men's and women's teams at UK, so we didn't get a chance to talk about it. But Wichita State's head coach's wife, Greg Marshall is his name, of course. His wife, nobody had more fun, it seemed like, at the game, or was more, should I say, into the game.
Man, she was all over the Twitter on Sunday. Just apparently crazy, screaming her head off the whole time, and just, you know, being a nuisance throughout the game. Had security had to be called on her a couple of different times. Then she was escorted down to the press conference by a cop, which is not the normal. Apparently the norm is to send someone from the university. But because of all the issues she had caused all game long, they ended up sending a cop with her. You had multiple different journalists that were in the relative area and able to hear her craziness. I know there was Drew Franklin of Kentucky Sports Radio, Kennedy Hardman of WTVQ, who's been on our show. And she was actually right in front of Pat Forty of Yahoo, she was right behind Pat Forty of Yahoo, who is someone we've also had on the show. So she was all over the place, apparently just a nuisance over the weekend, and not a great look for Wichita State's Greg Marshall as he continues to just try to build his name and try to get a big-time job sometime in the near future.
I thought Mark's story summed it up well today, being really diplomatic in today's Lexington Herald Leader sports section. Said, in life, timing can be everything. Let's say that if, after an ultra-successful coaching run at Wichita State, one aspired to become coach at a tradition-rich program with a vacancy such as, maybe Indiana. then it would be the absolute worst time for a family member's unusual deportment to become a national story. So a very diplomatic way of saying that Greg Marshall's better half was asked to leave. So, you know, some people say, oh, it's not that big a deal. I think it is. When you're making $2 to $3 million a year to coach a team, that is a big deal.
And apparently this is not actually a one-time thing. They Missouri Valley Conference fans have been saying that she does this at all of the games that she goes to with Wichita State. So crazy that he may have a crazy wife costing him a job. Just really unfortunate. And like Mark Story said, definitely bad timing with that Indiana opening. I don't know if that would take his name out, but that's not a name we just heard Rick Bozich say in the last segment.
No, and Greg's pretty, or Rick Bosa, should I say, is pretty close to that situation there. He's an IU graduate, so he has a lot of interest there as an alumnus, and I think he would have mentioned Greg Marshall's name if that'd be a possibility. Well, speaking of crazy, what's the latest with LeVar Ball?
Well, LeVar Ball continues to get publicity, which is exactly what he wants, which is exactly why we keep hearing his ignorant statements. So first of all, to everyone out there who brings them on their shows and stuff, I just say shame on you, because you're the reason this guy keeps saying stupid things. Most recently, he was talking to an ESPN LA station saying that Kentucky is just a tune-up for UCLA on their way to the Final Four. Says they've handled Kentucky before and they'll do it again. And then he also mentioned that UCLA's chemistry is their key. Said Kentucky will just have too many guys that will end up trying to be Michael Jordan, and UCLA will be able to handle them and get the victory. I don't think he's wrong to say that they could possibly win that game, but yet again, he just continues to be ignorant about the way he says things. And Greg, not only is he going to get to say it on ESPN LA, he's going to be on First Take on ESPN, not only on Thursday, but on Friday too. Dude just continues to get publicity, and people wonder why he keeps talking. It's because all of the national media continues to pay attention to every single thing he says.
Well, I did read somewhere, somebody said, you know, Steve Alford's coming to Indiana because the thinking that his other two sons after Lonzo Ball are already committed to UCLA to have to deal with LeVar Ball, the dad. No, thank you. I'm going to go to Indiana.
I think that would be a great point. I mean, you got LeVar Ball made it such a big deal for all three of his sons to commit to one school on the same day. One of his kids, I believe, was in middle school at the time when they did that. And now all three are set to go to UCLA. You got a lot of LeVar Ball in your future, especially because the middle son, I think his name is LeAngelo, is not considered to be a world beater like his older brother Lonzo and his younger brother LaMelo. So LeAngelo may be at UCLA for a while, and that means you could have LeVar Ball for the next 4 years. I personally wouldn't want to deal with that, but that would be up to Steve Alford, I guess.
Well, it won't be long till we know. We got to take our final break. When we get back, we'll be talking with longtime sports radio broadcaster from Nashville, Tennessee, George Plaster. He's always a treat and very knowledgeable about sports and always has a good zinger or two. Stay with us. We'll be right back after this final short break on Sports Talk on AM 1250 WLRT.
CMI is your full-service human resources provider in Central Kentucky. For 15 years, CMI Human Resources has taken great pride in helping organizations and people work. Whether it's employee handbooks or help in filling a position, no job is too large or too small for CMI. Contact the professionals today at CMI Human Resources, 859-296-2800, or online at cmiconsulting.com.
Hi, I'm Chris Lee with the Kessinger Lee Financial Group. When you're looking to build a financial legacy after years of hard work, you need a financial partner that will do more than just buy and sell stocks and bonds. At the Kessinger Lee Financial Group of Hilliard Lyons, we build comprehensive wealth management plans for our clients. Whether you need to save for your child's education or build and preserve wealth for retirement, we help our clients with all aspects of their financial lives. Visit us today online at KessingerLeeGroup.com or call us at 859
219-4260 to talk with our team of experienced consultants. Let us help you move forward with financial confidence at the Kessinger Lee Group.
Securities offered by JJB Hilliard, WL Lyons, LLC member NYSE, FINRA, and SIPC.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-995-8108, 800-995-8108, 800-995-8108. The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else.
And now back to Sports Talk with Greg Horn on AM 1250 WLRT.
Welcome back to Sports Talk. Greg Horn, Action Jackson Reams here with you. I want to thank McGee's Bakery for being our sponsor of the day. Joining us on our on the phone now from Nashville, Tennessee is George Plaster, longtime sports radio broadcaster and also former voice of the Vanderbilt Commodores football and basketball, currently assistant athletic director at Belmont University over marketing. And Belmont had a nice little win over Georgia, and then went to Georgia Tech and didn't do as well, but the Belmont women gave Kentucky all they wanted more up here. So pretty good weekend for Belmont basketball overall.
Yeah, it really was. The women, I thought, played extremely well at Kentucky. They did everything but win the game. And, you know, against an SEC opponent that's better, not by much, you know, more physical, taller, that kind of thing. And I thought they acquitted themselves extremely well.
Well, they had us nervous, I'll tell you that. I thought they were going to come in, shock the world, and do it. So definitely made themselves proud. The men got a big road win against Georgia. So that had to be good for your men's program after, I know, the disappointment of not getting to go to the NCAA tournament.
Yeah, it was a good win, and I'll be honest, I'm surprised it was not followed up by Mark Fox getting fired at Georgia. I think he's on thin ice, no matter how you slice it. And I just sort of expected that was going to happen, but it didn't.
Well, I mean, obviously there's still time. Do you think he's maybe safe at this point, or do you think they're still evaluating the program right now and waiting till the Final Four is over, or what's your thoughts there?
Oh, I think you've got to make that move at the latest where you're interviewing candidates at the Final Four. So, you know, I'm assuming that they've made the decision to retain him. But who's to say? You never know.
George, with the rest of the SEC, things actually going pretty well. Conference, I believe, went 7-2 through the first weekend. Three of their five teams in the Sweet 16. And South Carolina probably made the most noise by upsetting a lot of people's favorite in Duke in the second round. Just, I think, a great weekend for the conference to continue to raise the hype about the basketball and maybe say that it's not quite as bad as everyone thinks it is.
Yeah, I mean, look, I'm as surprised as anybody else is with what's going on there. I will throw out one addendum that I don't think has been brought up, and that is that South Carolina essentially got a homestand. And I think that was a major help, even though they just absolutely hammered Duke in the second half. I'm happy for South Carolina, but I don't believe as a 7 seed that they earned the right to a home court for 2 games. I think the committee did both Marquette and Duke an injustice in putting them up against South Carolina in Greenville, South Carolina. I mean, you tell me, you all saw the game. That was a home court for South Carolina, and good for them that they could pull it off. I just think in the NCAA tournament, the only schools that ought to be given something like a home court consideration where, you know, they're 60 miles away kind of thing would be 1s and 2 seeds. Kansas being in Kansas City, that's a clear home court for them. They've earned that. South Carolina hadn't.
Well, bring up a good point there. Speaking of upsets, which one surprised you the most over the weekend?
I think South Carolina. Listen, I thought that was a team that was falling apart at the end of the season. They didn't look like they could score at all, and Frank Martin must have done a terrific job in those 3 days after they got the news and probably told them, hey, guys, you know, you're going to have a home court. Take advantage of it because, you know, you may never get this opportunity again. I would say it was South Carolina, just simply – I didn't think South Carolina was at Duke's level, but anybody who saw that game knows that South Carolina was plenty good enough that night. They were the better team.
All right, Vanderbilt, tough loss for them. Seemed to have had that. And, of course, unfortunately for Fisher Davis, not quite aware of what was going on there at the end and the unwise foul. So got to be a bitter taste there for the folks in Nashville.
Yeah, you know, it concludes what's been a really strange year with Matthew Fisher Davis. He got suspended earlier in the season. He got caught not going to class. And as a Vandy grad, I might give him this piece of advice that that probably isn't going to work there. And apparently Bryce Drew isn't going to put up with it. It would not shock me if he transfers out. I will say this for him. He took ownership of it in the post game, which I felt like he needed to do, and he was pretty stand up about it, that, you know, that his boneheaded play cost him the game, and I admire the fact he stood up and, you know, took the heat.
George, want to bring things back into the local area. Kentucky getting two wins over the weekend, maybe not either one in too dominant fashion, but they do move on to the Sweet 16. They'll get a rematch with UCLA. What were your thoughts about the Wildcats in their first weekend?
Well, I've never been, you know, one of these people out on the mountaintop screaming that John Calipari's a great bench coach, but I must say I was very impressed Sunday. That was a well-coached basketball team that played a really well-coached basketball team. That was a heavyweight title fight. That was an Ollie Frazier, you know, on the NCAA level. And those morons that are on that committee that could seed Wichita State 10th, I mean, you have to be blind as a bat to honestly believe that Wichita State's a 10 seed. That's just an absolute disgrace. That there's no more basketball acumen. I think they did a pretty good job of getting the right teams, but some of the seedings were a real mystery. I mean, they didn't come if you were going to say, okay, George, what seed should Wichita State have been? I would go with something like a 4 or 5 seed. I mean, they didn't come anywhere close to accurate on what Wichita State was. And I think they did that program a real disservice. I was so impressed with both of those teams. You know, this Memphis regional is going to be a war. I mean, you think about Kentucky and UCLA, you know, kind of differing styles. UCLA is going to try to really push it. Kentucky's going to try to grind it out. I've kind of changed my tune on Kentucky. You know, I think they could win Friday night. I don't know if they can win both a UCLA and a Carolina. That's a lot to ask. But, man, it's going to be fun. And I wish I had about 20 tickets to that regional because I suspect there will be a scalping war going on outside.
Well, we were talking with Rick Bosage from Louisville in our second segment. He said that he found online two seats at center court, about 15 rows up. $1,200, and that's just for Friday night.
Yeah, I mean, I don't doubt it. You think about the schools that are in there. Now, UCLA is not going to bring a lot of people. I actually went to the regional a couple of years ago in Memphis when UCLA was there against Florida. They're not going to bring a lot of people, but you know what Carolina and Kentucky are going to bring. They're going to bring about half the state.
Oh, there's no doubt about it. Who do you see coming out of that bracket? We got about 45 seconds left. Who do you see coming out of the South bracket this weekend? Who's going to be the Final Four representative?
I think it's Carolina. I think they've got the easiest road. Although they, you know, about the time I'm totally certain Carolina, Arkansas just scared the daylights out of them. But I'm going to go with North Carolina. But I wouldn't rule Kentucky out. Man, off what I saw last week, very impressed with Kentucky.
Well, hopefully they will continue to do that. George, as always, man, we appreciate your time. Thank you so much, buddy.
Absolutely. Tell Darren I said hello.
Will do. That's George Plaster, Nashville, Tennessee, longtime sports radio broadcaster, also was the former voice of Vanderbilt football and basketball, now assistant athletic director at Belmont University. Well, that's going to be a wrap today for Sports Talk. Join us for Wildcat Wednesday when we'll have former All-American and Los Angeles Lakers Director of Scouting, Kevin Grevey, on Sports Talk.